Joining us by phone this morning here at noon, Dylan Edwards, the chief ranger for the Corps of Engineers over Norfolk and Bull Shoals, joins us by phone. Sir, we've been hearing a lot of reports of damage at local campgrounds. This is a very busy weekend with it being Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've got a lot of damage, particularly on the south end of Norfolk down around Corey Park. We've also got some damage at Robinson Point and Lakeview over on Bull Shoals. A little bit of damage in all the parks, but most of it's definitely down around the Norfolk Dam area.
Have you heard anything? We've heard reports that there's been dock damage out at Panther Bay Marina.
I can confirm that. I'm at Henderson Park right now, so I can see across the lake, and there's definitely at least one large dock over at Panther Bay that's got some extensive damage to it.
Give us some specifics on the types of damage that folks were encountering. Were they directly in the path of these storms?
Well, I haven't seen the entire lake, but I think from what I've seen, clearly it was down around the Norfolk area where most of it hit, and Corey Park, of course, right there in that general area, had lots of trees down, lots of limbs, and portions of trees on our campers, and a lot of damage to some of their facilities. Fortunately, we didn't have any injuries that I know of yet. We're still without power in several of the parks. So we're still kind of in assessment mode right now, trying to figure out what we got. Clearing some trees here and there to help folks get in and out of the parks right now. But a lot of damage from this storm, and a lot of folks out trying to do what they can to help.
What would you say your capacity at the parks is? Is it pretty high right now with our holiday weekend?
We were going into the weekend at 100% occupancy in all of our parks on Norfolk and Bull Shoals. But, you know, with a storm like this, we've got some folks who are packing up and leaving, especially with no power. Most of our
that
campers,
was my next question, yeah.
Yeah. Most of our customers are RV and fifth wheel campers. We do have some tent campers too, but you know, they require power, and so we don't know when power is going to be restored to some of these parks. So I think a lot of people are going to be cutting their holiday short.
Any of those park or entrances or roads that are impassable at this time here around this noon hour?
The only one that I'm aware of right now in and out of our parks is on Robinson Point Road, and I believe there's crews working on that one right now to allow folks to be getting out of there.
Once again, no major reports of any injuries?
Not in our parks okay. That I'm aware of right now. You know, I would have expected that to have happened at Corey Park there at Norfolk Dam, because from what I've seen and heard, it's the park that got most of the damage. And we were very fortunate there. I think a lot of the folks took shelter in some of our restroom facilities, and were able to get out of their campers and seek refuge in those facilities. So we're very thankful we didn't have any injuries that we know of.
Dylan, we appreciate that update. Thanks for keeping our listeners informed.
You bet, Sammy. Thank you.